Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first edition of The Weekly Wolf, a weekly podcast where I will talk about a variety of different topics every week, and hopefully I'll have some guests in the future podcasts. But for today, I'm going to talk about a serious topic. And before I talk about this topic, let me give a bit of some background on myself. So I work as a teacher. A special education teacher specifically, and I also am a parent of a toddler. So the topic that I want to discuss today is child development and child home life and how that directly impacts them growing up. As a teacher, I'll see children from all different backgrounds, from all kinds of families, and there's a lot of behavior that I will see from these kids at school, and a lot of the behavior will stem from how their home life is. The counselors at school and other staff members, they'll say you can do all you can do to help the child. You can put all your love and passion into helping them. But don't get beat yourself up over the things you can't control, like home life. And that's true. We as teachers cannot do a whole lot about home life unless we see or find direct evidence of abuse. We can report that. But besides that, there is not a whole lot we can do about home life. And a lot of the times, these children's behavior will come from that unstable home life, whether the parents are not around to help raise them, or they have fighting in the house, or just any other circumstances involving family life. And so, as a teacher, I try to make sure that the home life that I'm raising my daughter in is a loving and caring environment, because I want it to help her grow the best developmentally and emotionally and mentally, physically. I want her to thrive. And, when I look back at my own childhood, I feel like the things that I went through had a direct impact on myself, and it still has a direct impact. I've dealt with a lot of anxiety and issues forming relationships, especially during high school and college. It's definitely got a lot better. Now, it's definitely a lot better now, but I do still deal with it. And I do feel like what I went through as a child definitely contributed to issues that I still face. And I'm going to give some instances of that, because I feel giving some specific examples might help others to relate to what they're going through. So I lived with my mother and my father and my sister, and there was a lot of fighting going on in the house between my mother and father, or my sister and my mother and father. And I felt a lot of anxiety in the home. My dad, my grandfather, he was not a particularly nice man, let's just say that. He kicked my dog once. He would yell at his wife. And a lot of that carried over into my father. My father would drink a lot. That did not help things. I would go to sleep at night and be very anxious because I would hear him drinking and just making very strange noises and blasting the TV. And just moving around and cooking and frying just things, and the smells would linger through the house, and they would be terrible. And I would lay there scared and awake because I didn't know what he would do. I just wanted him to settle down. I was tired of hearing these strange noises. And when you deal with all that anxiety and all that fighting, that of course is going to carry over into your development. And when you go to school, you're going to have that. There was one instance I wrote a paper. It was a research paper for school. I had written it and I had printed it out on the table. I put it on the table to turn in the next day, and I went to sleep and I woke up the next day and the paper was covered in red ink just everywhere, I guess, to correct mistakes. And I guess when I look at it, like, yeah, it was probably to help me, because if I had turned in that paper, it would have been a lot of mistakes. But I was just upset because I had to turn it in, and my dad was using the computer, so I couldn't use the printer. And I confronted my dad about it because he was the one that did it. And the reaction that he took was just extremely not warranted. He chased me to my room, and he did this a lot growing up, chasing me. He chased because I didn't know, and I would run scared because I didn't know what he was going to do. And he just got up from his chair and he just chased me to my room. Rather than talk to me about the paper, he chased me. And I ran to my room, and I tried to keep the door shut because the lock did not work. I tried to keep the door shut, and he kept trying to bust the door open. Eventually, he did, and I was laying on the floor, and he kept slamming the door into my side of my stomach. He just did it repeatedly, and my mom was up there, and he took that paper, and he crumbled it up, and he threw it at her, and he screamed. And spit was flying from her face. And he's like, I did this to help him. And she's screaming. She wants a divorce. And that was probably one of the worst moments of my childhood right there. That was just how he was. And there was one time my mother and father would be fighting, and he threw a water jug at her, and she actually called the cops, and they came, and they took him to prison for a few days. So, there's that. A lot of times, too, on my birthdays, he would just ruin birthdays. He hit me on my head one time on my birthday. Because that's always what kids should get on their birthdays, am I right? No, I'm being sarcastic, but looking back at that, I can't believe, I don't know how you can do that to your child. I just don't know how you can do that. And I still talk to my father these days, but it's almost like talking to a stranger, like we're not close. Because I'm not going to forget those instances. Like, I can forgive him, but I'm not going to forget what happened and how it affected me. Because I had a lot of anxiety. It's definitely got a lot better, but I did. Had a lot of anxiety at school. I had problems forming relationships. Now, I was able to make friends, but like romantic relationships, like, to make friends, I was able to make friends, but romantic relationships were an entirely different story. And you're probably thinking, well, if you were able to make friends, then, you know, romantic relationships weren't that big of a deal, especially in high school. For me, though, it was a big deal. I had a lot of issues with confidence. I was a very emotional child. I would cry over just variety of different things. And I remember in high school, I really only went on a just like maybe a couple dates with this girl from another school. And it wasn't really until college, my senior year of college, where I met my soon-to-be future wife, that I actually went on another date. And so it took a while. And you know, it's not a big deal now, because I do have someone whom I love, and we have a family together, and I'm very, very grateful that I have her, because I never thought that I would get someone. You know, that was the confidence I had. I never thought that I would be able to have someone. You know, I said, you know, who would want me? Is what I was thinking. But I am very grateful that I have her, and I'm just amazed every day that I do, because I never thought that I would have a family, that I would get what I want. But I do now, and I'm very, very grateful for it. And when raising my child, I try to provide the best home life for her, because I want her to develop the best way that she can, the best way that is possible in all ways, emotionally, physically, mentally. I want her to see love at the home, and to know that she's loved. Me and my wife and my daughter, well, she likes to give group hugs sometimes, and we'll do that, because I want her to feel that love. And I show love to my wife, and I try to get along with my wife as best as I can, because I want my child to see that. I don't want her to grow up in the same way that I did. And so I try my best to do all I can do to be the best father, to pretty much do the opposite of how I was raised by my father. I play with my daughter a lot. I tell her I love her. Sometimes she'll do things to upset me, but that's understandable, because that's all about raising a child. And raising a child is hard. It is difficult. As a teacher, I try to give my parents some slack, because it is difficult raising a child. I know, because I have one. And it is especially scary during these times, with the world, with what's going on with the world, with the pandemic, and now the riots going on. It's a scary time to be living in. And I don't know what school is going to be like in the fall. That's a whole nother topic to go on. But I don't know what school is going to be like. My daughter will most likely be starting school in the fall. I don't know what it's going to look like. I don't know what the direct impacts of the virus is going to look like for school in the fall. So the best thing I can do now, the things that I can control, is her home life. And if I do that, then I do feel accomplished. Because I can provide something that I wasn't given as a child. And I'm probably going to go ahead and cut off from this topic, because I don't want to dwell too much into it. I did want this podcast to be a bit short in nature. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast. I hope that it didn't turn into a personal, I guess, personal therapy session for myself. But the reason I gave my background is, for one, to help relate to anyone who might be going through, or might have gone through, or is going through right now, similar circumstances. And it did tie directly into my discussion of child development. So I thank you for listening. You know, if you enjoyed this podcast, give it a like, give it a dislike, leave your thoughts and comments if you want. I definitely do like talking about serious topics, but there will be podcasts in the future where I'll talk more about less serious stuff like gaming. I can do enjoy gaming, and there's a lot I can talk about with that. But again, thank you for listening. And this is, my code name is Wolves Rain, and this is the Weekly Wolf. Thank you.